The most famous prisoner to be held in the donjon is Ludovico Sforza, a prisoner of war held captive by Louis XII. He becomes the Duke of Milan after the death of his father, Francesco, a condottiere who married the illegitimate daughter of the last in line of the House of Visconti, the rulers of Italy's most populated city. While Ludovico il Moro also became a leader of mercenaries, condottieri, to win back his title by force and by intrigue, as a patron of the arts, he knew how to bring greater riches to his provinces too, with the scientific and artistic developments of the Italian Renaissance. His capture in April 1500 outside the walls of Novara is an additional bonus for the King of France, who had gone to war to conquer back the duchy that he also had a hereditary claim to himself. Ludovico Sforza spends his 4 years in captivity in the Martellet Tower between 1504 and 1508, decorating the walls of his vast dungeon. His paintings and engravings express pride, hope, bitterness, anger, and suffering. It is he, my cousin, who is the author of these extraordinary decorative murals, this constellation of red and yellow stars that we, having escaped from the watchful gaze of our governors, spent hours contemplating. From the walls up to the vaults of the ceiling, he paints a homage to himself, looking into the depths of his soul for inspiration and quoting Dante. Do you remember his profile, engraved above the fireplace, with his aquiline nose and protruding chin, and the quills or penne from his hat, in which all of his paintings are covered? I liked the proud presence of this portrait, though you may have found it pretentious and not to your liking. Today, I have it here before my eyes. I am discovering its poetry, which is a play on words between his native language and French. The quills, penne in Italian, represent the pain and suffering, penne in French, that he has to endure, and this name, Sforza, the French form of which was Sforce, he illustrates with a large set of shears. Shears are also known in French as force. Calling in vain upon Louis XII for clemency, he who is not content, celui qui n'est pas content, is said to have died on the day following his release.